Hey yo, what's up fellas? Welcome to the Zo Show. It's me, I'm the Zo, and right now, right here on the Zo Show, we're gonna talk about NBA news, NBA updates, NBA analytics, and even NBA history. Alright, like us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, it's at the Zo Show, of course, on YouTube, and we'll be on Spotify as well. It's the Zo Show. At some of our handles, it's at Zo Show PH. Let's get on to it. For our first topic, for our first episode, the very first episode of Zo Show PH, guys. A blast. We're going to talk about Boogie Cousins. Huge props to Jalen Rose out there. Boogie Cousins. Last year, he played with the Warriors. He played less than half of the season with the Warriors. Even catched up during the playoffs, in the finals. He played through, I think, game four. Yeah. Boogie joined the Warriors last year because he was chasing a ring. We all know that. That was a no-brainer. He was chasing a ring. Imagine, he declined an $18 million offer from the Pelicans to play for $5 million. That's a huge step back for an all-star center like DeMarcus Cousins, right? He got a $5 million deal to play with the Warriors to chase his ring. Now, we all knew the Warriors were monsters. They were a four-headed monster right down there in San Francisco. They had Steph Curry, who was an MVP, averaging 30-something points. You got Klay Thompson, who holds the most 3 points made in a single game, which is, I think, 13, 14. You have a defensive player of the year in Draymond Green, who can play and guard all five positions. He's a 6'6", oversized dude. He's stocky. He can defend the point. He can defend the center. And, of course, who can question the talent and skill of Kevin Durant, the scoring champion, the former MVP as well. Imagine having two MVPs in your starting lineup. That would guarantee you a championship. And it did for the past 2 years for the Warriors. And we all thought they couldn't get any better. That was it. Like, the NBA and Adam Silver could only allow four All-Stars in a single starting lineup. But no, he didn't veto this. Dude, the Warriors signed Boogie last year, and we all thought it's done. Why bother playing the season, diba? I mean, they won 73 games last 2015, I think. Nanalo sila 73 games, and I think that was without Kevin Durant. Correct me if I'm wrong, right down in the comments below, okay? But they had a 73-win season. Imagine, out of 82 games, you're going to win 73 games. Imagine that. And then they blew a 3-1 lead during the finals to LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers. We all know this story. They led 3-1 during the finals, and then the King just took over. Anyway, going back to Boogie. 1 year ago, just last year, he was considered an all-star starter. But he didn't play due to, guess what? He had a torn left Achilles. You know where the Achilles is, right? It's right down there during on your ankle. It connects your ankle to your calf, I think. He tore that. He was supposed to start the All-Star game last year, and he tore his left Achilles. 3 years ago, Boogie Cousins was a candidate for MVP. He averaged 28 points. Guys, 28 points on his last season with the Sacramento Kings. 28 points. Those are MVP numbers. And he, on those 28 points, he averaged 11-12 rebounds. Not the point guard. 11-12 rebounds. He was considered one of the best, if not the best, scoring center in the league. Yes, he has questions. He's questionable on defense, but on offense, he was legit. He was boogie. Everyone was scared of him down there. And did you know that Boogie, who is now playing, by the way, with the Lakers, we'll get onto that later, but he's now playing with the Lakers. Did you know that he is with elite company, with players like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robertson, Elgin Baylor, and who, of course, could forget Wilt 100-point man Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain. Boogie joins Wilt Chamberlain on a list of 40-20-10. That's 40 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists in a game. Let me lay this down for you again. Uulitin ko. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robertson, Elgin Baylor, and Wilt Chamberlain. Right up there is Boogie Cousins, who is now playing with the Lakers on a $3.5 million deal. Fellas, can you imagine that? On a $3.5 million deal. And guess what? Just last week, he got injured again. Just when we thought that the Lakers could be another threat, could be another target for aspiring championship contenders. Because they got LeBron James, they got Kyle Kuzma, they got, of course, AD, and they just acquired Boogie Cousins. And then he got injured during workouts. Can you imagine that, fellas? He was supposed to rise. He was supposed to step back up. This was supposed to be his season, his revenge season. Boogie was supposed to be Boogie this year. But he got injured. And yep, he's gone. He's probably not going to play for the rest of the season. 2019-2020 season gone for him. Goodbye, sir. And remember, a lot of our players, a lot of NBA players, have already fallen due to injury. Another one, Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is the youngest player to win MVP at 22 years old. The youngest player to win MVP at 22 years old 7 years ago, 2012. Can you imagine that? Derrick freaking Rose. And he stayed in Chicago till 2016. And now, where's Derrick Rose? Nobody knows. Some people say he's in Minnesota. But we know for sure he's in Detroit. He signed with the Detroit Pistons as a reserve point guard, probably, as he was for the past couple of seasons. He played with the Cavs. He played with New York Knicks. And, of course, just last year, he was with Minnesota, playing as backup point guard to Jeff Teague. To Jeff Teague. They're starting Jeff Teague ahead of Derrick Rose. If you would have told me this 5 years ago, I would have laughed at you, bro. Derrick Rose? As a backup point guard? Really? And not just that, he's a... Buti sana kung backup point guard siya ni Steph Curry eh. No! He's a backup point guard to Jeff freaking Teague. Oh my god. That's where Derrick Rose has been. But I pray still and I hope for Derrick Rose to rise up. You know, he showed flashes of it last season. Remember his 50-point game? Derrick Rose had that 50-point game with the game-winning block at the end. Remember his interview? He cried. He cried during his interview because he showed flashes of his MVP career. What do you think? What do you think? Will he still be in MVP position? Will he still be in the MVP conversation? Or let's talk about this first. Will he still be starting for an NBA team? Honestly, personally, I can't wait for the day for Derrick Rose to finally start again. Because he's showing. He's putting up hard work. Talagang every season, he's getting better. Again, after his injury, he even sat out a whole season. And now, here he is. Newly acquired by the Detroit Pistons with Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, and everybody else. And let's all pray and hope that he gets there. And on our list of NBA what-ifs, those are our two players out of three. Who do you think our last player is? Our last player was projected to be the next Michael Jordan. Can you imagine owning Hill Low 12s? He was projected to be the next Michael Jordan. This is, of course, Grant Hill, everybody. Grant Hill, drafted by the Detroit Pistons. And then he was a budding superstar together with Michael Jordan on the same era. There was, I think, mid to late 90s. And then right as Michael Jordan was trying to exit for the second time in his career from the NBA, here comes Grant Hill, stealing the spotlight from him, a budding superstar. He has the limelight on him during the late 90s because he was considered one of the best, if not the best, premier wings in the league. Grant freaking Hill, he was considered the next Michael Jordan. Can you imagine that, guys? Can you think of another player, aside from LeBron James, who has had that kind of hype with him to be projected as the next Michael Jordan? They say that Grant Hill is Ben Simmons, but with shooting. Ben Simmons, but with scoring. No disrespect to Ben Simmons. I mean, he's a man. He's a dude. He plays well. He can play the point. He can play the forward. He can play even center, I guess. But this, I'm not going to say he can't shoot because he's in the NBA. I'm not going to say he can't shoot, but he won't shoot. The dude averaged what? 5-7 3-point attempts in a season and made none. He made none. In 2 years with the NBA, he made none. He made zero, zip. Bro, mad props to Ben Simmons, though. I know he's doing workouts right now, and I can see Instagram videos of him pulling up from three. I hope he shows up this season, bro. Anyway, let's go back to Grant Hill. He was projected as the next Michael Jordan. They say he was Ben Simmons, but with scoring, but with shooting. And they say he was Scottie Pippen, but with handles. Can you imagine Scottie Pippen? Scottie freaking Pippen. Michael Jordan's sidekick. Michael Jordan's duo. Scottie Pippen, but with handles. And again, the best wing during the late 90s. And then, from Detroit, he was on a sign-and-trade deal with Orlando Magic. Who was in Orlando at the time, you ask? T-Mac. Tracy McGrady was with the Orlando Magic, and they were trying to build a super team there. Of T-Mac and Grant Hill. And then what happened? Right as he was traded to Orlando Magic with T-Mac as another budding superstar over there, bro, he got foot and ankle problems. He started having aches. He started having foot sores. He started having ankle sores. And it's downhill from there. Downhill from there. But did you know that Grant Hill retired last 2013 lang? He played. He was drafted 1995, 96, I think. Right down to 2000. He had a solid long career. I'm not saying he was a bust. I'm not saying that his career was a total waste just because he got injured. All I'm saying is it could have been a lot better. I mean, he could have won multiple MVPs. If you're projected as the next Michael Jordan, wouldn't you? LeBron James was the next person to have that kind of hype. And he has what? 4 MVPs, I think? And he has what? 2-3 rings? Chasing another with the Lakers right now? So, I'm not saying that these players are busts right now. I'm not saying that they had wasted careers. All I'm saying is, number one, it could have been a lot better. Number two, they could have won multiple championships with their team. Remember, Derrick Rose almost went there. He went to the Eastern Conference Finals. But they faced against Boston. And yeah, As I was saying, number one, it could have been a lot much better. They could have won multiple MVPs. They could have won multiple championships. But here we are. Back where we started. Even lower, even, I think, in my opinion. Because look at it this way. You built your whole career through high school, through college, playing, being the number one, number two, number three prospects on your draft, draft lotteries. But bro, you didn't take care of yourself, man. DeMarcus Cousins, we all know how he plays. He was a bully. He was a bully down there on the post. He was a bully. But he was reckless. Derrick Rose, an undersized point guard, played recklessly, crashing into lanes, dunking on everybody as a point guard. As a what? 6'2", 6'3 point guard, I think? Dunking on everybody? At that point, you're just calling for it. Right? And then Grant Hill. Grant Hill was just... Now, Grant Hill, that's something to talk about. That's something to talk about, really. Yeah, again, these three players, they're not waste. I could also name a few who are in the same ranks as them. Let me know in the comments down below who you think our players are in the same ranks, in the same, should be in the same list as them. And their careers weren't a waste. You know, they could still redeem their careers. They could still go on interviews in ESPN. Shout out to Melo. Melo, I hope you get a team soon. Shout out to him. But these guys could still redeem their careers. They could revive their careers. They could resurrect their careers or whatever you call it. If they be humble, right? Like, if some other person, if some other player is better than you, if someone is averaging more points, more rebounds, more assists than you, then you gotta let them play. You can't demand for a starting position. You can't demand for a first five, for a starting position. Like Boogie, it was debatable whether he was gonna start with JaVale McGee. Derrick Rose, he already owned it. He already knew, he already accepted it, that he was going to be a reserve point guard for small market teams. And Grant Hill, towards the end of his career, he was, of course, a great defender, a great wing, but he was also a reserve. Leave in the comments down below what you think. Who should be on this list? Who should be one of the NBA what-ifs, the greatest NBA what-ifs? You got, of course, some Portland Trailblazers there. You know who I'm talking about. The two Portland Trailblazers. Yep. And some other players who could have been MVP. Before I leave, this is what I'm going to ask you. What do you think about DeMarcus Cousins' latest interactions with his recent ex-wife? I'm sure you've heard of it. It's on TMZ. It's all over social media. We're going to talk about that on our next episode. That's it for today on The Zo Show, everybody. Like us on Facebook. We are The Zo Show. Subscribe on YouTube. Again, The Zo Show on Instagram. We'll also be on iTunes and Spotify. And if you agree with me, comment down below. And if you don't, you suck. Just kidding. If you don't agree with me, comment down below. We're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it with you. We should have you guys as our guests sometimes. Yeah? What do you think? Yeah. We should talk about it right here, right now. This is The Zo Show.